the praise party, and we welcome to the praise party, Anointed, and we're talking to Steve Crawford. Steve, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Hey, just fine. You guys are going to have a project out, I believe it's April the 5th, when it'll hit stores. You already have a single out, and it's moving up the charts.
Wow.
How is it you're with a major company, Sony? Okay, what's the difference from being with an independent company, now you're with a major company?
Wow, well, you know what, we first started with an independent company way back in the day. A lot of people probably remember us from, ooh, my goodness, probably in the early 90s. Oh, Lord.
Hey.
And we started with an independent company called Brainstorm, and from then we moved on to Word Records. And we were with Word for quite some time. And just recently signed with Columbia. I know that the difference between Columbia and where we left, it's just a very different approach to it. You know, they were like, we really want y'all to just be you, be creative, just write what God has given you, and let us figure out all the other stuff, you know.
Hey.
Which is good, because then we're able to, you know, just receive from God and write from our lives and our experiences without it being tampered too much. You know what I mean? It's almost like somebody preaching the word, and before it gets out to the audience, somebody messing with the words in the air. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You know, so it's really good to have people around you that are willing to preserve that which God has downloaded in your life. So we're having a great time. We're blessed, for real.
Now is the time.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay, tell us about Now is the Time, Steve.
My goodness. Well, Now is the Time is the title of the project. And usually when you're putting a CD together, you either choose a title and then write the songs based on that title, or you just kind of, in our case, we just put a title that pretty much described where we are in our lives. And it is a song on the CD called Now is the Time, but really more so the title itself. Now is the Time for Anointed to literally step up and be all that God had called us to be when we were teenagers. Now is the time for us to stand in the confidence of God and literally get rid of all of the excuses, get rid of all of the whys and why nots and all of the things that we usually use as hindrances, and say, you know what, we're going to trust God, we're going to believe God, and we're going to do everything and be everything that God's called us to be so that we can be effective. There's not that much time left, so we have to really, really take advantage of the time that we have to touch people's lives.
Your sister, Deidre Crawford Greenhouse, wrote that song, didn't she?
Great House, yeah.
Yes.
She did.
Yes.
Yes, she did. That is correct.
Was she writing about the time that she had the tumor and everything?
Well, all of that was reflective of it. A lot of people may not know that she had a tumor, and through believing God, through prayer, God miraculously touched her body, that when the doctor actually went into the surgery, he said that the tumor had died. There are other instances where, you know, she had was dealing with some thyroid situations, and the doctors at first were kind of saying that they may be cancerous. But once again, went back into prayer, went back into believing God, and the test came back negative. So, I mean, now is the time to either believe God or believe God.
Hey.
That's what we say. I mean, his word is true or it's true. So, so yeah, I mean, definitely. Now
Steve,
is the time.
How is it working with your sister? I mean, is there any sibling rivalry there?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We're not really that. We're not the stereotypical brother and sister sibling situation. We've been in ministry all of our lives, and my sister is literally, like, outside of my wife, she is my best friend. When we're off the road, we're on the phone constantly. Our families are connected. The same thing that you see on stage is what you see when we're off stage. I literally love my sister. And, you know, the Bible talks about how Jesus sent them out two by two. Well, he sent me out with my sister.
Hey.
And I'm happy that he did that.
Hey, we're talking to Steve Crawford of Anointed. They have a new project. It'll drop April the 5th. Steve, you mentioned being in ministry all your lives.
Yes.
Take us back when you were in your father's basement.
Oh, Lord.
And tell us what went on during that time up until Lord, 2 o'clock in the morning.
What do you know about 2 o'clock? Lord have mercy. Okay, well, let me tell everybody, my dad, okay, we love our dad so much. We had such a really interesting relationship with him. Growing up, you know, we did the recreational things. We did the, you know, going to the movies and having fun and skating and all of that stuff. But one thing that he did not play about, and that was music. My dad was inspired by Andre Crouch, and so all of a sudden he started writing his own songs and just kind of, he was a guitar player. And so he would have us go downstairs on Friday night from 8 o'clock in the evening until about 2 in the morning. And we call our dad Joe Jackson because he didn't play. If you messed up, then that meant that you need to start all over from the top of the start of the song. Start all over again because you were going to get it right, you know. And so our level of perfection, not perfection that is in the bad sense of the word perfection, like a perfectionist can be, but just really skillfully perfecting that God has given us, that came from my dad. And his whole thing was, if you're going to do it right, or there's no need to do it at all. You know, and
hey.
We was like, woo, you know. And my mom, we say our mom was our first manager because she was the one screaming down the steps going, Barry, let them kids go to sleep. and my dad was like, they got to get it right, you know. But we appreciate them for that. And I'm telling you, we moved from that environment to a different environment. We was like, okay, the choir rehearsal lasted for an hour, and they ready to go? What is this all about? We used to go for 5 hours,
hey.
You know. So, yeah, we contribute our musical tenacity and, you know, just fervor and passion to our dad, definitely.
You mentioned Andre Crouch.
Oh, yes.
Is Andre on your project, or are you redoing a song also of Andre's?
We did a song of his, one of our favorites. It was called... Oh Lord, you know what happens when you start talking and your mind go blank.
Hey.
Oh Lord, have mercy. It's G, and of all titles, Jesus is Lord.
Okay.
We redid that song and we met Andre in Nashville, to make a long story short, and had an awesome time with him. And later on, we left his presence and he went back to LA and we thought about, we said, we've always wanted to redo that song and let's see if he would be, you know, interested in doing it. And I'm telling you, he said yes. We went to California. We were supposed to be having a recording session. We ended up fellowshipping, I think, more than anything. But we were more than, I told him, I said, we didn't even dream to have him involved in our ministry at all because it seemed as if it was too far-fetched. You know what I mean? Growing up, it was our mom's voices, our dad's voices, and Andre Crouch in the background. That's what we were born into. So to have him participate on our project was beyond a dream come true to us.
What expectations are you putting on now is the time?
I'm at great expectations. Great expectations that it would literally flood the world and that many people's lives would be touched and people will find hope, that it will go far, further than any of our other CDs have ever gone. Because it's authentically us, I think that the messages will find its place in the hearts of people. We have great expectations that God's going to bless us.
Finally, what do you like doing the most, writing or producing or being in the studio, or does all of those encompass themselves?
You know, that's a very good question. I think all of them encompass themselves because it's literally like seeing a seed grow and mature. And then eventually there's fruit, and then the people are able to partake of the fruit. We like to look over every aspect of the writing. The inspiration that hits you immediately in the beginning is so overwhelming and powerful. And then to cultivate that into a demo form and to listen to it is the next stage. And you're like, wow, okay. And then to know that it's not there yet, but it has potential. And then you get into the production mode where you bring other people, whether it's other musicians or other singers or programming involved in it, and you see that seed begin to grow and it grows into a tree. And then, of course, the finishing product after the mixing and mastering, if people know about all of that, you know, is the fruit. And so to be able to see the fruit and have people partake of it and say, wow, this is really good, you know, it makes you proud to see it come from the seed form to fruit form.
Steve, wow. What a great explanation. Loved it.
Thanks.
We thank Steve Crawford of Anointed for joining us. Don't forget the project will be out. That's April the 5th. And this is Anointed season. This is their season because now is the time.
The time.
Steve, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.